Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Amanda McIntosh, Suicide Prevention Liaison for Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. Amanda, always a pleasure to have you in. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me in, Aiden. I feel like I should start paying you for my time in your studio.
I'm not going to complain if you do, but we got a lot of important events coming up around the Castle Country to deal with suicide and suicide prevention. It's that time of year where, you know, you have September with Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and what a success that was.
Great community turnout for the weather and everything. I couldn't be more pleased with how it all turned out.
And, you know, we're back at it, hitting the trail again for International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. That's coming up Saturday, November 22nd from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. out at the Carbon Country Club. Now, for people who might not be familiar with this, what is International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day?
Yeah, so just a little bit of history about the day. Senator Reid from the state of Nevada lost somebody to suicide and decided that he wanted to earmark a day specifically for survivors of suicide loss. And so the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention took that and ran with it. So every year, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, we hold International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, where we bring community members together that have that shared loss of suicide. And so we are doing it again this year, like you mentioned, at the country club, and we're putting on a free brunch for our attendees, and just looking forward to bringing the community within a community of survivors of suicide loss together.
You know, it's such an important thing around here, because you look around, almost everybody has been impacted in some way or another by suicide loss. Yeah. So this is a chance to, like you mentioned, get that community together and really build that camaraderie amongst them, because it's a tough time of year, especially with the holidays right around the corner.
Absolutely.
Lots of people feel that grief.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you're coming into your first holiday season as a survivor of suicide loss, or any loss of that matter, right? Grief is hard. And those holidays is just another hard hit reminder that our loved ones are no longer with us. So by coming together for International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, we're talking about grief through the holidays. We're talking about coping mechanisms. We're talking about setting boundaries for ourselves and prioritizing our self-care to make sure that when we go into the holiday season without our loved ones, that we are emotionally set with the tools needed to make it through the season.
And having that community is a major tool as well when you're trying to get through
connection
this grief.
Is key. Connection is absolutely key. Yes.
Now, as we talked about, it's Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, but you and I were talking beforehand, this isn't just for those survivors. This is open to the community.
Yeah, non-survivors of suicide loss are more than welcome to join us too, because grief is hard. No matter how you lose somebody, it is a difficult emotion that we think we're prepared for until it happens, right? And some losses hit us differently than others, and so we don't want to pigeonhole our resources to just those who have lost somebody to suicide. So we definitely want to invite the community as a whole. If you are grieving this holiday season, please come and join us and take part in the activities.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great time. And as you mentioned, a free brunch, and as well as a lot of activities for people who attend. So what's kind of on the docket during this event?
Yeah, so we usually have a kind of a lesson plan that we follow, for lack of better words, where we talk about different elements of grief and what people may experience, right? So that they're not alone, and they know that what they're feeling is valid, and that they can make it through because there are others that are championing them and supporting them through their loss. This year, we're actually putting together a quilt at the statewide level. And so each Survivor of Suicide Loss Day event is going to be featuring a quilt designing activity, for lack of a better word again, where you get to design a quilt square in remembrance and honor of the one that you have lost and loved. And then at the end of all of these events, they'll go to our board member Laura, and her committee will put it together, and then it will be on display for when we attend Advocacy Action Day in February up at the Hill.
And that's going to be an exciting event, I'm sure, because, you know, it's always good to get our legislators involved.
Absolutely.
In this process.
Yes, absolutely. And the more that they're educated on mental health resources and the need for mental health funding in the state of Utah, especially here in the rural areas of Carbon, Emery, and Grand, the more likely it is that they're going to be in favor of legislation that helps us and provide that opportunity to do more.
You know, and you look at examples of legislators getting involved in this, like former Senator Daniel Thatcher, who is fundamental in pushing the 988 initiative across Utah. It can really have an impact when they are presented with these facts and information about this. So that's why events like this are key for our communities.
Yeah, absolutely. We have such an amazing set of legislators that are for our area, for Carbon, Emory, and Grand County, and each and every single one of them in one capacity or another is a big cheerleader for mental health and the services that we're providing. And we couldn't be more happy, to sit with them each legislative session and talk about the bills that are coming across their desk and educate them on the importance of that stuff. So yes, 988, and safe harbor law and all of these great things that have come through our legislation that have made our communities healthier and more connected.
Now, in addition to this quilt project, you guys are also looking to put together a slideshow and a kind of a memoriam of those who we have lost.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about our loved ones and what made them special, what makes them so lovable and so missed. And so we want to make sure that their faces are remembered too. We want to put faces to names. So if you have a loved one and you are planning on joining us, please feel free to email me your loved one's pictures and their dates no later than next Friday. And you can email that to me at amcintosh@fourcorners.ws. You can call me at 702-419-3471 and text me the information or call me to get more information. And just make sure that you're logging on to the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand County's Facebook page to register for the event. Again, it is free for everybody to attend, but they do have to register so that we can be accountable for food.
Now, it's going to be a fantastic event. Again, coming up on Saturday, November 22nd from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day here locally at the Carbon Country Club. Now, man, if people may be on the fence about attending this event, they're kind of teetering back and forth. Should I go? Should I not? What would you tell them to give them that final push of encouragement to get them out?
Yeah, we've talked about connection a lot in this interview, and it really is a community within a community. There is no other place where you will find a more accepting, loving, supportive, compassionate group than our survivors of suicide loss. They will welcome you with open arms. They will want to know your story. They will want to know about your loved one. And isn't that what that's all about, is just remembering our loved one, right? So absolutely come and just give it a try. You might surprise yourself. You might surprise, the feelings that you walk away from and the resources that you walk away from. They're unbeatable. And just really quickly, I want to give a shout out to the Carbon Country Club for hosting us. I believe this is the fourth or fifth year that we've done it up there, and they're always so accommodating and incredibly gracious with the event. The way that this is free is through the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They are covering the cost 100%. Nothing costs money for you to attend, and that's another incentive to come, right? And all of that is paid for, again, through the dollars that we raise during our walk season, the money that stays here that we put toward programming for our local survivors of suicide loss. So please come partake, eat all the food, and take a little bit of love back with you for the holidays.
Yeah, there's a lot of great reasons to come out and attend. Amanda, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate
Aiden. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Again, our guest Amanda McIntosh, and we're talking about International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day coming up on Saturday, November 22nd from 10:30 a.m. until 12 p.m. out at the Carbon Country Club. To find registration information for this event, you can visit the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties on Facebook to get signed up. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.